Texas in the News with Kathleen Thorne.
Welcome, good evening, family. Thank you so very much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Now in minute detail. President Hollande Hichilema has emphasized the urgent need to achieve universal access to electricity in the country and across the African continent. Speaking at the ongoing, Open EIB Energy Forum for Africa Conference 2025, President Hichilema has highlighted that energy is a critical driver of economic development as it plays a central role in the production and value chain. The head of state has reaffirmed his government's commitment to implementing reforms in the energy sector that will spur growth, improve efficiency, and attract investment.
So my encouragement is that we must focus on universal access to electricity. That the obvious economic benefits, let's go and more processing for Africa. Africa is a drive economic growth, more growth, it is that which will deliver, first of all, benefits in the social economic, in the community support.
Meanwhile, the Swahili's Minister of Minerals and Oil, Senor Wendo, has announced that Botswana and Zambia will soon sign a memorandum of understanding focusing on power generation and infrastructure development to enhance electricity trading capacity between the two nations.
When our president met earlier in the year, last month, they agreed that we need to trade amongst ourselves. They agreed that we need to share generation capacity, we need to share markets, we share industry, because energy does not have a border. And I am pleased to report that with my colleagues, we have been able, together with our team, to conclude on the work that the President had agreed. And we will therefore look forward to signing an MOU towards both power generation and infrastructure that will enable our shared trading capacity.
And Mozambique's Minister of Mineral Resources and Electricity, Esteval Pale, has expressed Mozambique's readiness to collaborate closely with Zambia in efforts to expand energy access and improve regional energy integration. Transfer Alliance National Youth Chairperson Celestine Mpandila has announced that a notice of motion to impeach President Hollande Hichilema has been prepared and will soon be circulated to members of Parliament. Mr. Mpandila states that the move grounded in Article 2 of the Constitution Act Number 2 of 2016 is aimed at defending the Constitution and safeguarding democratic principles following what he described as repeated and serious violations by the administration. He has accused the UPND administration of breach 10 constitutional provisions, particularly during a controversial amendment process that was undertaken without proper consultation. Mr. Mpandila has urged members of Parliament to honour the oath of office they swore to uphold, warning that any MP who refuses to sign or support the motion will be labelled a traitor and face political consequences in their constituency. Hollande Hichilema prepares to open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly on Friday, 12th September 2025. The Justice Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, has called on the head of state to go beyond celebrating national achievements and reflect the real challenges faced by ordinary Zambians. In a statement, JCTR Deputy Director Dr. Boyd Mwenda has emphasized the need for clear and actionable commitment from the government, particularly in addressing the persistent consistently high cost of living has highlighted indispensable basic needs and nutrition baskets. Dr. Miranda has also stressed the importance of strengthening social protection systems to support these countries most vulnerable, urging the president to prioritize inclusive policies that leave no one behind. She has pointed to ongoing load shedding despite earlier presidential assurances linked to Chinese energy investments, noting that the Mamba thermal power plant is not expected to come online until 2026. Dr. Narendra has called on the president to give concrete assurances that economic growth, particularly in the mining, agriculture, and other key sectors, will translate into decent jobs and expanded opportunities for youth and women, rather than remaining limited to headline statistics. Patriotic Front PS Media Director Antonia Mwanza has officially launched a new political party, the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, where he will serve as party president. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Mwanza said the DPP is founded on the belief that Zambia should belong to Zambians, emphasizing the need to empower young people to take charge of their future and play a central role in national decision-making. He has criticized the current administration, accusing it of prioritizing foreigners and foreign interests at the expense of ordinary Zambians. Mr. Mwanza has further alleged that the government is giving priority to electricity exports, while local communities face persistent shortages with tax incentives heavily favoring foreign-owned companies, leaving local businesses and citizens at a disadvantage.
I want to speak to the young people in all the political parties. You have an opportunity today to use the Democratic Progressive Party as your own platform. And you take it upon yourself to be the leader in your section, to be the leader in your community, to be the leader in your company, and provide that much needed support and use this party as your own. As we are speaking today, ladies and gentlemen, we have 3 hours of power every day. 3 hours of power every day. There is no economy in the world that can operate with only 3 hours of power in a day. This load shedding has destroyed business. It has taken away lives.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Success More Than Banking.
Stanbic Bank has reaffirmed its commitment to financially supporting the country's energy sector with the goal of achieving a sustainable power supply and building a resilient energy ecosystem. Speaking on the sidelines of the Energy Forum for Africa Conference 2025, Stanbic Bank Chief Executive Mwindwa Chakalima said the bank is ready to partner with companies to help reduce the country's electricity deficit. Mr. Chakalima has noted that since last year's conference, the bank has been involved in several key transactions that have contributed to immediate relief efforts in addressing Zambia's energy challenges. He has highlighted a significant partnership formed in November with Green Pro Power Services Limited, in which Stanbic Bank provided $55.5 million to facilitate the importation of 130 megawatts of power, among other initiatives aimed at stabilizing supply.
To the tune of 130 megawatts, if you like, in terms of the actual power that we imported. And this was with Africa Green Co. or an Africa Green Co. finance, where they borrowed $55.5 million US dollars to import power that has now, you know, helped reduce the deficit. And this deal was actually done in November. Then September for our project, which is under the ANPE, and there the government of financing Stanbic Bank put in to a tune of $41.5 million.
Seven Chinese nationals who smuggled Malawians to South Africa are subjected to forced labor.